Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So a lot of people has described a breakup as, you know, heartbreaking. And so today we have a video and it's told how to break up. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The fMRI revealed that the sadness they felt while looking at those photos induced activity in the part of the brain that also registered physical pain. This is because emotional and physical pain share neural pathways in the brain. Going through a breakup might also create sleeplessness, waking, and overall decreased critical thinking. The fMRI revealed that the sadness they felt while looking at those photos induced activity in the part of the brain that also registered physical pain. This is because emotional and physical pain share neural pathways in the brain. Going through a breakup might also create sleeplessness, waking, and overall decreased critical thinking. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 reveal， reveal 呢指的是揭露的意思，那我们通常会说像是 reveal a secret， 那它的重音呢在 v a l 的地方发长音 e reveal， 那它还有一个词呢，刚刚很像是 unveil。 Unveil 是也是揭露的意思，可是 unveil 呢比较有一个实体的动作啊，因为它 veil 本身是一层纱的意思 ，unveil 呢就是把这层纱掀开的感觉。可是其实这两个字呢用法是差不多的，都是揭露某件事情，就是可能原本不这么公开的事情这样。 那我们可以说 ，After 30 years, the mystery of the mansion is finally revealed. 经过30年之后呢，这一栋豪宅的神秘的秘密呢，终于被揭露出来。再我们要来看的是 induce. Induce 呢，指的是引诱的意思，它的重音在 d u c e 的地方发 u 的音。 Induce， 那我们通常这个字呢会加 ed， 我们会说什么东西 induced， 就是说被什么东西引诱的。 那我们也可以说 this lamp induced mosquito with its temperature and carbon dioxide. 这个捕蚊灯呢，利用温度啊，然后还有二氧化碳来诱捕蚊子。那我们回到加了 ed， 就是 induce， 就是由什么所引起，或是被什么所引诱这种感觉。我们可以说 he has a stress-induced heart attack. 他的心脏病发呢，是因为压力所引起。 再我们要来看的是 register， register 呢是登记啊，或者是注册的意思，重音在 r e 的地方发 red 的音 ，red g i s 发 just， register 是登记或者是注册，像是 he registered to become a member of the club， 他登记注册成为这个社的一员这样子，他的名词呢则是 registration， registration 呢也是登记或者是注册的意思，重音在 t r a 的地方 registration。 再我们要来看的是 emotional。 Emotional 呢是情绪化的，我们都知道 emotion 是情绪。那我们可以说 This has been a very emotional day for him because of his graduation and the death of his dog. 这天对他来说非常情绪化，因为在他毕业典礼这一天呢，他狗狗也走了。那有点类似反应的呢，则是 physical， 就是身体的或者是生理的反应。 最后我们要来看的是 decrease， 指的是减少的意思，重音在 d 的地方发 d decrease， 那它的反义词呢则是 increase， 重音则是在 c r e a s e 这边发长音 e increase。 举例来说呢 ，with the increase of demands， we have to adjust our business plans。 随着这个需求增加呢，我们也随着需要调整这个商业的策略。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The fMRI revealed that the sadness they felt while looking at those photos induced activity in the part of the brain that also registers physical pain. This is because emotional and physical pain share neural pathways in the brain. Going through a breakup might also create sleeplessness, waking, and overall decreased critical thinking. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!